Next up, we've got Mr. Nick Work with Reasons That I Love You. There are a number of reasons I love this song.
You stole my line.
Sorry.
It's in my notes. It's right here.
Just extremely well-executed 70s style funk soul pop sort of sound. I don't know how to really characterize it, but I know I've heard this sound before, and it is just pitch perfect. I love Nick's distinctive vocals, and the guitars and bass sound amazing. They're all, like, superbly mixed. The solo is perfect. The double-time drums at the end are just a period-appropriate touch. And as I said in the chat, this song is radio-ready if the radio is tuned to the 1970s. And this song just makes me marvel at the depth of talent that the folks in this competition have and how we are so not going to win.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean... There might be a tornado or something. We can always pray for that. No, this is my favorite of the round. It's just so fun and funky, and it just kind of like bops around, and it's just wonderful stuff. His guitar solo is much better than mine, but I don't resent that all that much. It's a great song. This is fun and such great attitude.
Yeah.
You know, I got so little to say about it because I just enjoy it.
It was a very 70s rock. R&B vibe that I just loved with this tune. There was a few of them when I was sitting back doing a listening party, because it's like first impressions when you're hearing it. I'm just swaying back and forth. I'm loving that part. One thing that threw me, how could you rhyme no and four together? He did it with the accent, but no and four. I remember once a long time ago, somebody did a really great rhyme, and I think it was Mark Humble, and he did Nietzsche and pizza. And I went, nice. How did you ever come up with that? And it felt natural. This one felt natural. When you see it written out, no and four are not rhyme, but the way he did it is an off rhyme, and it worked really good. So I give him points for that. The groove was infectious, and it's one of those ones when I'm in the car, I kept repeating that one. So good all around.
Yeah, Ryan, who would ever think of rhyming Nietzsche and pizza?
It sounds pretty basic and amateur.
Ryan did that in college. You have to explain the cartoon, Ryan.
It's so dumb. It's just I used to do cartoons with Brian, you know, our sometime collaborator, and one of them that I did was, it's so dumb. I'll just mention it this way. It's just two puns. The first one is Kentucky Freud Chicken. Instead of Colonel Sanders, it's Freud, but with Colonel Sanders hair.
He has a similar beard, right?
Yeah, yeah. And right next to Kentucky Freud Chicken is Nietzsche Hut. So that's it.
That's
the
whole
joke.
That's the whole joke.
That's the joke.
That's all you need.
That's the best way to end a joke. That's the joke. I don't dance here.
Bananas.